President Ahmadinejad awards top participants in the 5th International Fajr Poetry Festival. Iran warns the West against any military intervention in Libya. Egypt bans ousted President Hosni Mubarak and his family from travel and freezes their assets. And hundreds of thousands of Turks attend the funeral of Necmettin Erbakan, the Turkish premier from 1996 to 1997. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and a very warm welcome. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the classic works of Iranian poets are laden with love and hope in the light of monotheism. Ahmadinejad told the closing ceremony of the 5th International Fajr Poetry Festival that all Persian poets whose works have been immortalized have sought to know the perfect human being. Ahmadinejad then said all social ills are rooted in the lack of such knowledge. He also described the festival as a move towards monotheism, expressing hope it gains momentum every year. Later, President Ahmadinejad awarded top participants in the festival with plaques of commendation.
شعر کودک و نوجوان مبارک جناب آقای اسماعیل فرزانه هدیه خودشون از آقای دکتر احمدی نژاد ریاست محترم جمهوری دریافت میکنن با دیگر بزرگواران اهدا کننده هدایا هم خوشورش میکنن و نفر آخر شایسته.
Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi has criticized the double standard of the West on the human rights. The top diplomat made the remark in a meeting with the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, on the sidelines of the 16th session of the UN Human Rights Council. Salehi also expressed regret that the rights issue is misused as a political instrument for the Western powers. The Iranian Foreign Minister then cited discriminatory approach towards Tehran's peaceful nuclear work as an instance of the West's double standards. For her part, the UN Rights Commissioner said the International Council on Human Rights appreciates the participation of Iran's high-ranking delegation at the conference and hoped the Islamic Republic continues its cooperation with the UN body. Iran has warned the West against any military intervention in Libya. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast, in his weekly press conference, also said that Western countries should not take advantage of the popular uprising in Libya to turn the country into a military base. Mehmanparast added Tehran condemns any kind of violence against people in the inhumane form which is underway in Libya. The spokesman also expressed Iran's readiness to offer humanitarian aid to Libyan people. Some 2,000 people have been reportedly killed in the violence in Libya so far, despite the regime's denial that any kind of force has been used against protesters. The visiting Italian and Iraqi business delegations have called for expansion of trade with Iran. The Italian delegation visiting the central province of Markazi have described Iran's industrial advancements as eye-catching. The Italian tradesmen also said economic and cultural commonalities between the two countries have provided suitable grounds for bolstering cooperation. On a related note, a group of Iraqi tradesmen paid a visit to a number of industrial production plants in the western Iranian province of Kogiluye Boyer Ahmad. Praising the achievements of Iranian scientists, the Iraqi delegation urged boosting relations between Tehran and Baghdad in all arenas. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says international sanctions on Iran could be eased if Tehran makes positive steps to meet concerns about its nuclear program. Lavrov, who made the remarks in a news conference in Geneva, added in response to Iran's real positive steps, we will need to take measures to encourage the country, including the weakening of the sanctions. The top Russian diplomat further said that it is important for Iran to respond to resolutions of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Elsewhere in his remarks, Lavrov said that a problem at Bushehr nuclear reactor in southern Iran is exclusively technical and expected to be resolved in 3 months. Lavrov was speaking a day after holding talks in Geneva with top officials, including U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, and Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi. Egypt's Attorney General Abdelmajid Mahmoud has ordered to freeze the assets of ousted President Hosni Mubarak and his family and imposed travel ban on them. Assistant to the Justice Minister for Anti-Graft, Asim Al-Gohari, said bank accounts of the ousted president and his family are to be checked thoroughly. He ordered different inspection bodies to investigate the bank accounts in and out of Egypt of Mubarak, his wife and sons, as well as other family members. The decision came after ex-parliamentarian Mustafa Bakri reported to the Attorney General that Mubarak is rising his influences to collect about $43 million in Egypt's Al Ahli Bank. The Attorney General had ordered travel bans and assets freeze for a number of former senior officials during and after the protests that forced Mubarak and his 30-year rule. Well, in sports, Iran edged past powerhouses Japan to secure the top spot in Group B of the Asian qualifiers for the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. In the Omani capital city of Muscat, Iran clinched a hard-fought win over fierce rivals Japan 5-4 and powered into the quarterfinal stage. Both teams had already defeated underdog Syria in their first matches. Some 11 Asian teams are competing in the event to secure the top three spots, which will give them the ticket to the Beach Soccer World Cup 2011 in Italy. Iranian clubs started their campaign in the group stage of the AFC 2011 Champions League in the opening match of the Group B in Tehran's Azadeh Stadium. Esterlal were held to a 1-1 draw against Al Sadd of Qatar. Veteran skipper Farhad Majidi went on target at 27th minute to give the Tehran Blues the first half lead. The Qatari side, however, fought back in the second half time and equalised in the 87th minute. In Group A, Iran Premier League leaders Sepahan took on Al Hilal of Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. Sepahan beat Al Hilal 2-1. Other Iranian representatives, Persepolis and Zobe Ahan, are scheduled to take on rivals on Wednesday. Ehsan Ghaemaghami, the 28-year-old Iranian grandmaster, is the only chess player with no losses in the 19th International Fajr Chess Open tournament. The fourth round of the championships saw Ghaemaghami clinch a win over Lohman Guliyev from the Azerbaijan Republic, standing top with 4 points. Matches between Elshan Muradi and a grandmaster from Serbia ended in a tie. Also, Puria Durini held Qadir Husseinov from the Azerbaijan Republic to a draw. Some 220 Iranian and foreign chess players have taken part in the competitions, which started on February 25th and will come to an end on March the 7th in the northeastern Iranian city of Mashhad. And now I look at some other stories in brief. Some 200 agricultural hubs in Iran have been connected to high-speed internet networks. The network helps land and livestock farmers, as well as those active in the area of fisheries, to market their products on the nets. The plan was carried out based on a cooperation agreement between the Ministries of Agricultural Jihad and Communications and Information Technology. German Defense Minister Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg quit Tuesday after admitting to copying part of a doctoral dissertation seeking to end a scandal that has shaken Angela Merkel's conservative government. Guttenberg was the most popular member of Chancellor Merkel's cabinet, and his loss is a severe blow to her party as she prepares to fight three regional state elections this month. He had been accused of copying parts of the dissertation without correct attribution and was stripped of his doctorate degree. Turkey's senior officials joined hundreds of thousands of mourners on Tuesday for the funeral of Necmettin Erbakan, who was the prime minister of the country from 1996 to 1997. Erbakan died Sunday of heart failure, aged 84, leaving behind a tumultuous career of four decades. Erbakan died as leader of the small Felicity Party, which failed to enter parliament in the 2007 elections, swept by the ruling Justice and Development Party, AKP, and led by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And a severe storm system that brought pounding rain, high winds, floods and even tornadoes to several states across the United States has left a trail of damage and destruction. The hardest hit region was the Midwest, where multiple tornadoes touched down in Indiana, Kentucky and Tennessee. In Tennessee alone, the twisters killed two men, flung trucks around, split trees in half and flattened several homes. In Ohio, all of the state's 88 counties were impacted by the flooding. Most of the state remains under a flood warning Tuesday. On a sad note, veteran Iranian screen stage and television actress Mehri Vedadian passed away on Monday at the age of 74. Vedadian suffered from severe amnesia and was hospitalized in one of Tehran's health centers for some time before passing away. She played in several screen movies, including Davoodi Flowers, Seymour, The Legend of Ah, and Dil Shodegan. A funeral procession was for the actress will be held on Thursday, and she will be laid to rest in the Artist's Corner in Tehran's Behesht-e Zahra. Well, that was all for this edition of Arab English News. Thanks for tuning in. Weather report is up. Bye-bye.